The feeling did not last. He rang the bell and waited, and then he waited some more, before sighing heavily and putting down his suitcase. Dad was probably too engrossed in some old dusty text to hear the bell. Fortunately, Matt had a key. Somewhere. He fumbled in his pockets and finally managed to extricate his set of keys. School locker, suitcase, Mum's flat, and Dad's house. It was difficult to see where the hole in the lock was, so Matt pushed the key at the rough area and moved it round, waiting for it to slide into the keyhole. But instead, the door moved. It wasn't locked. It wasn't even shut properly. The latch hadn't quite caught. The hall was in darkness. Matt pushed the door fully open and hefted his suitcase and rucksack inside. "Dad! It's me!" he called. No answer. He found the light switch and the hall was bathed in sudden white light. It was a mess. Muddy footprints crisscrossed the bare wooden floor. An open post lay beneath the letterbox. What looked like a shroud was lying at the bottom of the stairs, and there was a pile of papers by the study door. It had toppled over, leaving pages scattered across the doorway. Matt dragged his case into the living room and dumped it by the sofa. Not that you could see much of the sofa under the books and papers that were strewn across it. "He's getting worse," Matt muttered.
"Dad!"
he shouted again.
"I'll put the kettle on, if I can find it."
Dad lived on coffee, and Matt held out little hope that he'd find Coke or lemonade in the fridge. There was a door from the living room through a tiny dining room to the kitchen. The dining table and most of the chairs round it were also piled with papers and journals, so no surprise there. The kitchen looked like the scene of a major disaster. Matt switched on the light to be greeted by the sight of dirty dishes and cooking utensils. Pots and pans were everywhere, even on the floor. There were dirty mugs on every available surface. Bits of broken plates lay scattered across the worktops and on the floor, and the fridge door was open. Matt didn't dare look inside, just pushed the door shut. The fridge was humming loudly in protest as it tried to keep cool.
"Keep cool," Matt said out loud.
"What's happened here?" This was worse than usual, worse than it should be. Even without the broken plates, he was beginning to sense that something was wrong.
"Dad!"
he called again. But he wasn't calling so loudly now, a plea rather than a shout for attention. More anxious with every passing moment, Matt went back to the hall. He hesitated outside the study. Should he knock on the door? But what if there was a problem? What if Dad was ill or what? Only one way to find out. He pushed open the door.